I am Gary Colley, evangelist of the East End Church of Christ. It is indeed the truth that Jesus said in John 8:31-32, unto those Jews that believed upon him, if you continue in my word, then are ye my disciples indeed. And ye shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free. My friends, what is your attitude toward the truth? You know, that makes a great difference in how we react and act in the world. We might ask, what is truth, just as Pilate did in the long ago? Is truth attainable today? Where is it to be found? These and similar questions are vital issues, aren't they, that every person should be studying seriously? And the truly fundamental issue in religion is whether or not it is truth or error. It is either right or it is wrong. And we must be careful that we do not choose the wrong. Because Paul said in Galatians 1:8-9, though we, the apostles, or an angel from heaven preach any other gospel to you than that which we have preached, let him be accursed. And as I said before, so say I now again, if any man preach any other gospel to you than that which ye have received, let him be accursed. The truly fundamental issue of religion, then, is to decide what's going to be the standard. Is it truth or is it error? Is it the word of God or is it simply the fallacies of men? You know, the only sound reason to accept and advocate a doctrine in religion is because it can be demonstrated to be truth from God. In 2 Timothy 3:16-17, he says, all scripture inspired of God is profitable for doctrine, for reproof, for correction, for instruction in righteousness, that the man of God may be complete, thoroughly furnished unto every good work. So, as we think about these things, it's either that we accept the truth from God or we reject it. And the only sound reason for practicing a specific kind of religion is because it can be shown that it is based upon divine truth. Well, let's start with the question, what is truth? Perhaps we should lay the foundation just here by proposing this first question, what is truth? This is obviously not a new question. Almost 2,000 years ago, when Jesus was on trial in Jerusalem, as I mentioned a moment ago, Pilate asked him, what is truth? John 18:38. However, this question is especially vital to our generation, isn't it? Because certain ones are claiming that there is no such thing as absolute truth. But the truth is that the truth is absolute. Yes, truth is absolute, or else it is obsolete. That is, truth is free from and independent of the subjective conditions of the person who does the knowing and the accepting. Furthermore, the truth of the matter is not changed by an individual person nor drawing various conclusions about it. The Bible remains the same no matter what one individual may draw as their conclusions. The Bible taught the same thing centuries ago that it teaches today. And regardless of what conclusions men may today come to or set forth, the Bible still teaches today what it taught long before any of us were ever born. Someone has defined the truth in these words. A judgment is true, they say. If what we judge something to be is what the thing is, then that is truth. Well, that's quite a contrast to the popular theory of revelation, which advocates that truth is dependent upon reactions of the one being taught. You know, whatever they think is right, is right. Whatever they feel is right, is right. Is that correct or not? Well, some contend that a matter is never known as it really is, but merely as it appears in a particular mind. In other words, truth is a relative thing, they say, changing from one person in one situation to the next. Can you swallow such a strange, illogical doctrine as this, my friends? Jesus Christ declared to those Jews who had believed upon him, if ye abide in my word, then are ye truly my disciples, and ye shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free. Yet both men in and out of the church are denying the facts of John 8:31-32. Isn't that a strange thing? And isn't it a foolish thing to do? I once heard of a man who stood up to speak in a public debate and made the statement, I deny that fact. Well, tell me, my friends, how much of a thing is possible to deny a fact? Can one deny a fact? What would be so foolish as to attempt to deny that which is a fact? My friends, Jesus declared that men would know the truth and that the truth would make them free. Now, where is that kind of truth to be found? Well, that truth that makes men free is found in the Word of God. The Lord also stated to His Heavenly Father in John 17:17 in His prayer to the Father, "Sanctify them through Thy truth. Thy Word is truth." Yes, the Word of God, the Bible, is the truth of God. To reject the inspiration and the authority of the Bible is to reject Christianity, because Christianity is the religion of biblical authority. And to reject the Bible and Christianity, of course, is to reject Christ. You remember in John 12:48-50, Jesus warned, "He that rejecteth me and receiveth not my sayings hath one that judgeth him. The word that I spake, the same shall judge him in the last day. For I spake not from myself, but the Father that sent me, he hath given me a commandment, what I should say and what I should speak. And I know that his commandment is life eternal." Now, we believe that the very words of the Bible are inspired, that they are from God, God breathed. And as a result, they are holy and they are righteous. To say that the Bible is God's Word is to say that it can be trusted completely to teach truth. In Titus 1:2, Paul declared that God cannot lie. My friends, do you believe that? I certainly do. Other passages also reveal this fact. And since God cannot lie, then the Bible cannot lie, which God gave. That is, the Bible cannot teach that which is not true. There may be lies recorded in the Bible, but they're clearly identified as lies and not as truth. And there may be a false doctrine stated in the Bible, but they're labeled false and exposed there in contrast to God's truth. Now, what the Bible advocates is actually, truly, the righteous and the holy will of God. And the Word of God is pure truth. In our discussions on these matters, of course, we've demonstrated many times the truthfulness and divine inspiration of the Scriptures. But then let's go further in some thoughts that are common today, it seems, in some circles. Is the truth attainable? Can we have the truth? You know, these considerations logically lead us to our question, is the truth attainable today? My friends, listen to me a moment. Are you able to see here that men can learn the truth of the Bible? Bible truth is attainable indeed. Now remember that I am simply saying that it is possible for one to come to an understanding of the Bible truth. Obviously, I'm not saying that anyone ever has or ever will learn everything about the Bible. But what we are affirming is that it is possible for men to come to at least a saving knowledge of God's truth. In the first place, truth is attainable to men because it is present in our world. In John 1:17, the apostle stated, "The law came by Moses, but grace and truth came through Jesus Christ." And truth is not only available, it is accessible to man. Remember the words of Jesus in John 8:32 when he said, "Ye shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free." And again, the Apostle Paul in Ephesians 5:17 admonishes, "Wherefore be ye not foolish, but understand what the will of the Lord is." Yes, my friends, truth in its present state is in the world, and it is available, and it is accessible, and all men are called upon to do the things that are revealed in the truth. Obedience to truth is essential. You know, without that, no purification of one's soul can possibly be had. The Apostle Peter wrote these inspired words in 1 Peter 1:22, "Seeing ye have purified your souls in obeying the truth through the Spirit unto unfeigned love of the brethren, see that you love one another with a pure heart fervently, having been begotten again, not of corruptible seed, but of incorruptible, through the Word of God." So we find the Word of God is given to us. It is understandable. It is available. It is accessible. But it is also to be obeyed for our salvation. So not only is the truth essential to one's being born again and purified, it's also essential to worshiping correctly and doing those things that are acceptable before God. Jesus taught God is a spirit, and they that worship Him must worship Him in spirit and in truth, John 4:24. Now, in addition, those who do not obey the truth or remain unfaithful to the truth are rebuked and admonished by the inspired writers. For example, Paul challenged the Galatian brethren in Galatians 3:1 with a pointed question, "Ye were running well. Who hindered you that you should not obey the truth? So when truth exists, truth is available, truth is accessible, must be obeyed in order to purify our souls. When we're not running in the truth as a runner runs on the track, then we're hindered and we're not obeying the truth. Yes, my friends, truth exists. You can find it in the Scriptures, the Word of God. Don't let any man turn you aside from that. And truth is so important. You must obey it and worship according to it in order to please God. And truth being attainable, you can know the truth. And by that truth, you can be made free. Have you learned and obeyed from the heart that truth that is found in God's Word? Certainly your attitude toward that, my friends, can make all the difference in the world. Those who have heard the truth and believe it with all of their heart have the responsibility of repenting of their sins. That means to turn from them, change directions. Luke 13:3, Jesus said, I tell you no, or nay, except you repent, you're going to perish. And then, of course, he also said, whosoever shall confess me before men, him will I confess before my Father which is in heaven. Matthew 10:32-33. Now, have you confessed the Lord with your mouth before men? If you're unwilling to do that, then you're unwilling to confess your faith in him. And, of course, he's unwilling to confess you before the Heavenly Father in that last great day. It was also Jesus who said in Mark 16:15-16, go into all the world, preach the gospel to every creature. He that believeth and is baptized shall be saved, but he that believeth not shall be damned. So we don't want to be condemned or damned. We want to do those things which would bring us into harmony with God's will and do those things which would honor him while we dwell here below.